from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hello there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Mary Madigan.
And this is the weekend edition of From the Newsroom, where we take a look at what will be making headlines next week.
Julian Assange, who's currently locked up in a London prison, will have his final appeal against extradition to the US next week. The Americans want him to face charges under the Espionage Act that could see the WikiLeaks founder spend the rest of his life behind bars. Earlier this week, Aussie MPs overwhelmingly voted in favour of a motion to make a formal plea to the US and the UK to allow Mr. Assange to return home to Australia. Here's what independent MP Andrew Wilkie had to say.
And I acknowledge in this place there's a range of views. There are people that loathe the man. There are people who worship the man. But I tell you what, no matter which end of that spectrum you are positioned, just about everyone agrees this has gone on too long.
Moving on now, an ex-SAS soldier will face war crime charges in Sydney next week. Oliver Jordan Schultz is accused of murdering a farmer in Afghanistan in 2012, with claims the man was shot while he was on his back with his hands and knees raised.
In much lighter news, much lighter, the Taylor Swift Circus moves to Sydney next week after three sellout shows at the MCG. Taylor will perform four concerts in the Harbour City starting on Friday. Now, I don't know if you're up to date with this, Bucky.
But I'm probably not, but...
Okay, well, I didn't want to say anything. Did you see that the Swifties have been posting job ads on Airtasker?
Have they? For what?
So they want people to, like, line up in the merch stands for them, because obviously the Swifties are busy.
Or lazy, yeah.
Okay, don't be nasty. And they also want people to, like, drive them home, because they don't want to pay, like, they don't want to bother getting on a train,
yeah.
And they don't want to get an Uber.
Okay, I can understand the paying someone to give you a lift home, because transport is going to be a nightmare, especially after those Sydney gigs. But, geez, you'd want to make sure they're not a weirdo, wouldn't you?
Well, you'll have to shake it off if they are.
I see what you've done there, Mary. Very clever. In other news, the British Academy Film Awards, a.k.a. the BAFTAs, are coming up on Monday morning Australian time. Several Aussies are nominated, including Margot Robbie and the very handsome Jacob Elordi. We'll bring you all the red carpet picks and the wildest moments from the ceremony at news.com.au.
We'll be back in a moment with a look at sport coming up next week.
Jeez, you sound pumped about it.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like, sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, the WWE is coming to Perth next weekend with the Elimination Chamber at Optus Stadium. Big stars include Cody Rhodes, Becky Lynch, and Logan Paul. They're just some of the big names scheduled to fight.
There is only one question left to ask. Perth, are you ready?
I believe that was Triple H we just heard there. Can I congratulate you, Mary, on getting so excited about sport? I told you to, you know, pump up and you have, so kudos to you.
I'm a quick learner.
Listen, if you can't make it to the event in Perth, the WWE Perth Elimination Chamber event will be available to stream live on Binge on February 24. And finally, there's a big UFC fight coming up this Sunday. Aussie Alexander Volkanovski is hoping to retain his featherweight title when he takes on Ilia Topuria. Who are you backing there?
Oh, Ilia Topuria, obviously.
That's the only name you can remember, isn't it? And fellow Aussie Rob Whittaker is fighting to keep his career alive. I know how you feel, brother. He's taking on Paulo Costa. Well, that's it for this episode of From the Newsroom. We'll be back with another update for you on Monday morning.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.